I'm gonna answer this this one brother's question. He
Yes.
gave $50 here to the
I've
chat.
been meaning to get to that. Let's deal with that first. Go ahead.
That one's a quick answer as far as I'm concerned. So he says, I have prophets that my church has received that are teaching the church to ascend into heaven at will. They also teach we are free from time and can live forever in the flesh. I mean, I don't even know if this is is this Mormonism? Many claim they ascended. One prophet named Brian Orme. Any thoughts? I would refer people to John 3, verse 13. Now, first of all, we have to know what the Bible says time and time again about the Word of God. What do the prophets? What did Jesus say? Jesus says that the Scripture can never be broken. The Bible says that the grass withers and the flower of the grass fades away, but the Word of the Lord remains forever. The Bible says that the word of God is firmly fixed in the heavens, that his word never returns void. So if there's something that people are claiming can happen now that would render a certain passage in scripture void, we know that their experience is wrong because then it would cause scripture to be untrue in this particular instance.
Right.
So if their experience is contradicting scripture and causes scripture to be rendered false by the truth of their experience, then we know that their experience isn't what they claim it is. Because the word of God has to stay, as Jesus said, unbroken. It will always stay unbroken. So Bible says in John 3:13, no one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. So I guess we should put an asterisk in the new Bible translations and say no one has ascended into heaven except Jesus and except Michael Jester. So or no, not Michael Jester, Brian Orme. I'm sorry, Brian was the one, or Michael was asking it. Brian Orme and Jesus are the only ones who have ascended into heaven.
Right. Well, that brings up a good question, and it's something that we're going to deal with in Chalk Talk very soon, because there are a lot of Christians, well, so-called, well, I don't, just let's say they're Christian. There are people who say they're Christians, and they teach this. They teach this idea that you can ascend into the courts of heaven. We hear about the courts of heaven a lot in the in these types of circles, and you know, you can basically pray for forgiveness for somebody else. And you know, it all sounds very nice and fluffy and everything, but how is this? How would this not just be straight astral projection? And maybe you're not ascending into heaven, but maybe you're ascending into something that is, you know, different than Earth. It's a little bit more glorious than Earth. And so,
I would
because you
say
have
this.
nothing to compare it to, you think
Let
it's heaven.
me give you an answer to that because that's what my mom did for me and I got saved.
Oh, I didn't even know. Okay, go ahead.
So basically I guess I would liken it to this, to play the other side of the coin here. I would say so here's a major distinction we need to make. So and this will answer well, first of all, to answer the last part of Michael's question. Jesus says, no one has ascended into heaven except he who descended, which implies you can't descend unless you've descended. Ascension refers to something that is unique to the Son of Man, not something that you can do at will. Just I would prefer to do a word study and a Bible study on John 3:13. But anyway, so I think there's a difference between making your requests known unto God on behalf of other people. Like when Jesus makes a plea before the Father and he says, forgive them, Father, for they don't know what they're doing. And to do that, to say, hey, Jesus, I'm bringing this before your throne right now. I'm standing before you. Your Bible says, boldly approach the throne of grace. So here I am, Lord. I'm before your throne of grace. And I want to ask right now, I want to stand in proxy, if you will, for people who are in unrepentant sin. And I want to ask for your forgiveness. For them, would you forgive them, Lord? Like Jesus
Can
says,
we do
forgive them.
that within the body, or must we be outside of the body to make that type of request?
Oh no, you're doing that in the body.
That's right.
If you're saying people are leaving their body to do that.
Oh yeah, there's a whole big movement on this stuff, and I think that's what the person asking was referring to. There's this whole movement that says that you can actually, it is astral projection, but you can actually enter, literally You leave your body, you enter into the courts of heaven, and you can make petitions unto God for various people, or you can get knowledge from the angels, or you can. This is really big. And look, I'm not anti-charismatic at all. I'm not anti-Pentecostal at all. But it's really big in a lot of charismatic and Pentecostal circles. And I'm not anti any of that. There's plenty of charismatics and Pentecostals that would disavow that type of teaching, but that's kind of where it's found its home. I think maybe that's probably where the questioner was going with that, because it's a big, it's really been a big teaching for about, at least 7 years, maybe as many as 10, maybe even longer. But as far as I've known about it, but I mean, it's astral projection, but for Christians.
In that case, before we answer the name it and claim it, question that's interesting. We actually talk about that, this very issue in the book a little bit, when we talk about one of the ways the New Age has worked its way into the church through something that are, it's basically Christian tarot cards. They're called destiny cards, and the ministry is called Christ Alignment. You know, I'm sure most of them, if not all of them, I don't want to assume they have bad intention and they're trying to lead people astray. They're probably thinking, hey, this is a new way that we can help lead people to the Lord, you know.
Well, sure. I mean, New Age itself isn't necessarily trying to lead people astray. They're trying to help people out. But that doesn't mean that what they're doing is good.
But it's really concerning, because in this issue of actually leaving your body and going before the throne at will.
Yeah, that's what they teach.
And this idea that you can kind of go into the third heaven, as this ministry claims, and they get all their information, they kind of download it from the third heaven at will, just at the drop of a hat. We're getting third heaven revelation for you. Let's compare that with what Paul says here. Okay, I'm going to read from 2 Corinthians 12. This is a very important verse as an apologetic and as a litmus test, I believe, to discern whether or not someone's experience is New Age or imagined, or is it a vision, not an actual experience of being in heaven, but merely a vision of something in heaven. Because here's what Paul says. He says, so he's speaking in the third person about himself.
Yeah.
He's basically defending his ministry. 2 Corinthians, it's a really interesting letter. He's defending his ministry. And he says, I must go on boasting, though there is nothing to be gained by it. I will go on to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven. Whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And I know that this man was caught up into paradise. Whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. So the first thing that we have to realize, two things that we know already. This wasn't at his own will.
Yes.
He was caught up. He didn't ascend via his own will. He was caught up, and it was so transcendental and so mind-bogglingly mystical and unfamiliar that he does not know whether he was in or out of his body. Compare that to, I'm going to consciously leave my body to go into heaven, versus I was caught up and I don't know what happened.
Right. I know for me, every time I have astral projected, I knew when I was out of my body and when I wasn't, you know.
Now, that would be, I would say we might classify that as the second heaven, the astral realm. I've heard people classify it as that. That's something completely different. And here's
exactly
why.
Exactly.
Because it says here, in the body, out of the body, I don't know, God knows. And he heard things that cannot be told, which man may not utter. Right? So it was the Lord calling him up, not him using his own will. That's the first. It was so transcendental. He didn't know what happened. He didn't say this could be replicated anywhere.
Right.
And he said the stuff he saw there, he can't share. He can't utter. He says no man may. He says no, not just him. Right. Check this out. This is 2 Corinthians 12, verse 4. And he heard things that cannot be told, which man may not utter.
No man at all. Not even just him, but nobody.
Right. So this idea of, you know, I'm gonna leave my body and travel up into heaven and come back and have some mystical experience and then relay all this information to mankind, where, you know, it's like I'm sorry, like there's only one time of a person in scripture having anything close to that. I mean, I guess the apostle John as well. It says he on the Lord's day he was caught up in the spirit. Once again, it's not him initiated, it's him being caught up, and even then he saw things that he wasn't allowed to communicate.
Yeah, that's true.